On Triple J, you're with Sally and Erica.
Look, would you pay $12 for an avocado, Erica? Oh, just a standard avocado at the shop?
No.
All right. Well, what if it was the world's most giant avocado? A new breed of super avocado has hit the Australian market. It's called Avozilla. And it is. It's just a huge avocado. David Groves is an avocado harvester from Queensland who's been growing these monster avocados. And we've got him on the line with us to find out what is going on. Dave, thanks for having a chat.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Now, Sally's really hyping it up. She said giant. How big are we talking?
Oh, they're only little. About 1.2 kilos is the average.
1.2 kilos for an avocado.
And you said that's the average. What's the biggest that we've had so far?
Well, the biggest one we've found so far has been just a little bit short of 1.8 kilograms.
How big is that, like, compared to a human head?
Well, I mean, probably a 10-year-old's head, maybe, something like that. Depends.
Okay, we're talking avocados the size of children's heads.
Okay.
And you're growing them.
Look, my question is, how do you get such big avocados?
Well, this is a special variety, and they all grow like that. It was bred in South Africa, or discovered, one or the other. They just grow extra large fruit. I mean, you do see giant pumpkins at the show and giant fruit and vegetables of all sorts. This is a giant avocado.
But why have we not heard of this beautiful blessing before?
Well, they're only fairly new to the country. We've had one tree for about 9 years or so just to evaluate, but we're the first ones to grow them commercially, and the 400 that we planted are only nearly 4 years old now. So this is our first crop for this.
Oh, my gosh. It's a life-changing moment in Australian history. how many pieces of toast can we get out of one Avozilla?
Well, I like it nice and thick on my toast, but we found that you can get about 6 pieces of toast per side.
Wow. What do you think of those creepers that spread the avocado on their toast like a bit of butter, like just a tiny thin spread?
Well, you know, it's just not going to eat enough of the stuff, is it? We need nice thick helpings of avocado. Don't stinge on the avo.
Okay. And do these avocados taste any different to like a little mini avo?
Well, they're very similar. Like all different fruit varieties, they have, you know, they're a little bit unique, but I'd say equal in taste as a Hass or a Shepherd. They've got their own unique flavour, but yeah, very similar.
Look, we have a question coming in on 0439 757 555 for you. The question is, how big is the pip?
It is larger than a standard avocado pip, but it's probably smaller in comparison to the fruit. So you do get a better flesh recovery.
Wow.
I was going to say, I'd feel so cheated if I cut into my giant avocado and it was just 90% avocado seed.
That would be one big seed, wouldn't it?
Yes, I'd be so mad. All right, last question for you, Dave. We're very excited about this new avocado, but big political questions here. Will it let me buy a house anytime soon?
Well, maybe one day if we grow lots of them, I'll be able to buy a house. But I'm not so sure about the consumer.
Everyone, support Dave and his big avocado.
You're with Sally and Erica on Triple J.